I'm Rich Egger, and this is Emphasis. Today's guests are Bob Anstein and John Hallwis. They're here to talk about Heritage Days in Macomb. The annual event gets underway Thursday evening of next week. And Bob, you were mayor when Heritage Days started. From where did the idea come?
That's right. I think it was 1981. Well, it came really from the bicentennial celebration in 1976. So we were looking for an annual activity that we could do annually. We came up with this concept, City Council, Chamber of Commerce, and others, and that's when it started.
And I imagine the event has changed over the years. John, what about this year in particular? Can you name a few things you might be doing differently?
Well, we always change the theme from year to year, and the purpose of the Heritage Days thematically is to emphasize aspects of our town's heritage since the very beginning in 1831. And so whether we're talking about law enforcement or the military or business people or agriculture, or this year, it's Macomb's tradition of female social activism. And in fact, that theme gives attention to women for the first time. A number of our themes have necessarily focused on men over the years, but this one focuses on often forgotten women. So we're very pleased with that. And in fact, we've had a huge positive public response to that theme. Among other things, for example, we've got a record number of store window displays by women's groups and so forth. I think there are 17 or 18 store windows displays this year, and it shows the enthusiasm for this particular theme.
McDonough County Voice columnist Pat Stout criticized that theme this week. He thinks that we should have tied into the War of 1812, which was important to this region. John, do you have a response to what he wrote?
Well, Forrest, it's categorically impossible to emphasize the War of 1812 or the Revolutionary War or the discovery of America or the life of Andrew Jackson or George Washington, because it doesn't occur as part of the heritage of the town. The town begins in 1831. And yes, people had a lot of things in their heads when they came here, including, for some of them, a fairly small number, a background in the War of 1812. I wrote about that a couple weeks ago in my column also, and suggested that we should memorialize that maybe with a ceremony downtown at the McDonough and Macomb Memorial or something. But it won't work for Heritage Days because it's not a part of the war itself. Was not something we contributed to at the time because our town wasn't even here. And it's a practical matter also, in that we try to pick themes every year in which there are some established groups with an inherent ongoing interest in that thing. So, for example, this year you've got all sorts of women's organizations who are very much participating with us in the parade, with window displays, and so on. We can't do that with something like the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812. There are no groups in town that have an ongoing special interest in those things. So it also wouldn't give us the window displays, wouldn't give us the parade participation, wouldn't give us the other things that really Heritage Days is absolutely all about. So it's too bad in that case that Patrick Stout didn't check with Bob or myself. He could have found out in a hurry that we can't do something that comes way before Macomb was even founded.
You mentioned the theme. Are there other things that you'll be doing differently this year? Any changes we should look for?
Well, we've extended it this year to include Sunday. We're calling it a Gospel Sunday, although the carnivals and other activities will be there. And we've got a full schedule of activities on Sunday that we hope people will come and see.
What are some of the things going on Sunday?
We still have the tie-in with the fly-in, and that was as it was originally 31 years ago, and the pancake breakfast out at the airport. Then the family Olympics are scheduled at 1:00 in the gazebo. Band start at 2:30. Poor Richard Mann's band, and then the Lewis Tradition, who were here a few years ago. And on a Friday night, and brought just one of the biggest crowds that we've ever had. And they are sponsored by Leroy Brown and family, and he wanted to bring them back, and we were happy for his graciousness.
Let me add that entertainment in general has been expanded considerably this year. There was additional fundraising going on by the Heritage Days people in order to do that, and a great deal of credit is owed to Cindy McClintock, who really heads the entertainment facet of Heritage Days and who came up with some wonderful performers. Jason Meadows, for example, on Saturday evening, Lakeisha Jones. Jason Meadows is a wonderful country performer, Lakeisha Jones, a noted American Idol performer. And also Saturday night, we've got the Texaco Country Showdown, which spotlights amateur talent and is a national talent contest with huge prize money. And so we've got these kinds of people, as well as a varied array of local talent, like Maggie Dexter, for example, a fine singer, and the wonderful on-stage band from our area, Prairieland Barbershop Quartet, Macomb Municipal Band, and so on. So big variety, including some noted people.
What are some of the key things that will remain the same? For example, is there still a parade on Saturday morning?
Yes, the parade starts at 10 o'clock, and as it has, I think, from the beginning. And it's one of the largest attended parades in this county, and it looks like from the number of enrollees in the parade, we'll have another showstopper this year.
Let me say, too, that things that people have expected in the past, such as the carnival, the classic car show, are going to be back again, and that's wonderful. We're very pleased with that. We want to thank a number of people this year. We've had lots of new sponsors and major sponsors, like Woodrum's, for example, recently in the newspaper for their contribution, NTN, Bauer, Frontier, Waste Management, Lavender Construction and Grand Prairie, Walmart, Comcast, Macomb Travel, wonderful people who have gotten on board with major donations. Pepsi, I would mention, too, and Bob would agree with me on that, who's been not only a financial sponsor, but a sponsor in kind, producing banners for us and so forth. It's wonderful to see this kind of community support coming from these agencies. It really is. It really makes this Heritage Days possible.
Did I see something about the naming rights being sold for Heritage Days? Is that correct?
That's correct. The Woodrum Auto Group stepped up and agreed to sponsor the entire activity, and their picture was in the paper recently, and we were thrilled with that. As you may remember, last year was a rain day, a washout day after the parade. So we've checked the Farmer's Almanac, and the weather looks good this year.
All right.
So we don't anticipate weather. But in the event that we do have a backup for all these entertainers at the Fellhammer facility out at the high school.
Okay.
So that's new this year. We have contracts with these entertainers, and whether they perform or not,
you have to pay them one way or the other.
So they'll, if we have weather difficulties, why, they'll be there. The Woodrums were most generous in coming up as the lead sponsor for this activity.
Is this the first time you've sold the naming rights, or you've tried something like this, selling the naming rights for Heritage Days?
Yes, that's true. And as it started originally, it was in the mayor's office, and the mayor's staff and so forth coordinated the activities. The councils of those days, as we're celebrating the city's sesquicentennial, I believe, offered some financial assistance up front if we needed it. We had a plan then that generated money from Carnival, from vendor sales, and others that paid for the expenses. With our weather difficulty last year, we had very limited funds in the bank to cover startup this year. So we're forced to look at another producer, and that was what was decided. And it's gone well, and some major local companies have really stepped up and bailed us out.
How much were the naming rights sold for, and how does that money get used? Is that to support some of the acts that you'll be bringing in?
Principally, that was the biggest increase in budget this year, over the performers. We did a lot of survey and talking to a lot of folks, and people thought the program and other activities needed to be beefed up, and that's what we're trying to do.
I'm wondering from each of you, what do you like most about Heritage Days? And I'm not talking about just this year, but in general, what do you like about the idea of Macomb holding this annual summer festival?
Well, I might say, of course, I speak about small town heritage all over Illinois. I've spoken more than 100 towns in Illinois on small town heritage. I do a slide program and talk about the ramifications of small town life over the generations. All towns, especially smaller ones, are losing a sense of community these days. This has been talked about by hundreds of people. And one way you combat that is by emphasizing heritage, emphasizing what you have done together, what you're proud of, what you appreciate. That binds people together and creates a sense of belonging. So that's really the key for me of Heritage Days. It's nice to have carnivals. It's nice to have other kinds of entertainment. But you can have all those things in a town and have they won't contribute much to the commitment of people to the town. But heritage itself will. An awareness of heritage, a sharing of appreciation, a volunteerism that also goes with creating something like our biggest annual festival, Heritage Days, all of that has a tremendous positive impact on community itself. And believe me, if you live in a town without much sense of community, you'll regret it.
Plus, it's as it was envisioned early, it's a center point of all these high school reunions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a graduate of Western High, which is long, long gone. But we still have activities on Friday night that brings out from 200 to 400 people of those vintage and families. Those are people that I only get to see maybe once a year. And as the hotel motel people will tell you, their schedule's tight. These high school graduates, there are always feature years on the 5 years. And they're in the parades, but they really do come back to meet with their classmates, have reunion dinner, and celebrate heritage.
Yeah, Bob, do you as you look at Heritage Days now, do you think it's developed into what you envisioned when you started it all those years ago?
Yes, I always was more hopeful. But you know, when you operate with volunteers, you have to do the best you can. We wanted more of an emphasis on the genealogical heritages and the heritage things originally, but I think the thing's done really well, and it was never envisioned to be a regional activity. It's a celebration of Macomb-McDonough County heritage and all the folks getting together, at least for a few good words, come down and have a picnic, dinner in the park. Some of these people, and lots of people as we get older, we're not as conversant as we probably should be. So that part's going well.
All right. I take it most of the events, as per usual, take place in and around Chandler Park this year?
We have some on the square.
Some on the square. The Lavradier games, the traditional games and so forth, which are lots of fun, take place on the square. The classic car show is, of course, on the square. So you do have some on the square and others in Chandler Park, entertainment and so on.
All right. John Hulwis and Bob Anstein are with the Heritage Days Committee. The annual event takes place in Macomb beginning Thursday of next week, June 21st, and continuing through Sunday the 24th. For Tri-State's Public Radio News, I'm Rich Egger.